Amen, amen. And I am just so flabbergasted and excited with the calls this morning. We are just excited in the Lord. We praise God. We just got through professing that the call is going to go international. Praise God, amen. And we have a sister from Canada on the line right now, amen. So we are just grateful that God is moving mountains on our behalf. We are grateful that TMC is growing and spreading the good news, amen. So we're taking this call to the throne right now. Father, we thank you so much this morning. We thank you not only for this call, but for rising us up this morning to be receptive and able to comprehend this call. We thank you for full use of our limbs, full use of our senses, and full use of appliances and electronics that allow us to join together this morning from coast to coast and soon to be sea to sea, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for the clarity that we already touch and agree will come forth on this call. We know that the call will be unhindered and will not have any interference in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, Lord God, that the word that comes forth this morning not only touches somebody, but continues to guide them towards the church. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for us giving our life to you, giving reverence to you, and having full faith that all will be well in 2012 and beyond, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the praise reports that are going to come forth. We thank you for the prayer request that has already been answered. We thank you so much for the diligent and hard work of the co-founders of this call. Yes, we know this call is all about the master, and we start our call off with you, Father, Lord God, but we just want to take time out this morning just to say thank you, not to ask you for anything right now, Lord, but just to say thank you for rising us up this morning. So as this call continues, we just want to say we bless you, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth. We thank you for the family that has joined this morning, knowing, touching, and agreeing that they are filled with faith and all will be possible through you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Please do not forget, fill a bottle, save a life. Spread the good news about Jesus and how he is coming back. And not only that, please spread the good news about the TMC Master Call. On to our host. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Minister LaShawn. Praise God for you. Thank you so much for spiritually feeding and greeting all of the people of God this morning. We hear the excitement in your voice, of course, and this is Tammy in South Carolina. We welcome all of you and thank God for that strategic prayer this morning, just aligning the heavens for us to go forward here on the Master's Call. And as Minister LaShawn said, praise God, we are international. We speak those things. We call those things that be not as though they are. Amen. That's what the Word tells us, and that's what we do here on the Master's Call. So welcome all of you. All of you that are new and our returning listeners, it is a faithful Friday. I am filled with faith Friday. Hallelujah. I love it. And I am filled with faith moving forward. We bless God for all of you joining us here on the Master's Call. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two anointed women of God. These are women that take charge of the throne room. These are women that press forward toward the mark. Amen. And these women were given a mission and a mandate to empower, to enrich and enhance believers as they begin their day. And amen, the Master's Call is all about doing just that here every morning, Monday through Friday. We have a website, a wonderful website for you to go to where you can read all about the Master's Call, and you can also download the messages. But our mission statement is there. And that mission statement is found in Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. See, here on the Master's Call, we love to pray. We bring your prayer request before the throne room, and we stand in agreement with you based on the Word of God. So we invite you to go to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, where you can download all of the messages, every series that has been given and presented to you since the beginning and the inception of this call are archived on that website. Amen. And they are downloadable in MP3 style, so you can load it on your Facebook and share it with your friends. Amen. And we also have a playback number for you. So if you missed a live call, you just call this number and you can hear today's message. That number is 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957-677-POUND. Amen. And that we also have for you an email address, because we love to have your feedback here. And also, again, today is Friday. We take your prayer requests and praise reports here on the call live. at the end of the first half hour, we go directly into queue, and you hit star 6 to come into the queue, and that time you can give us your prayer request and your praise report. We also are calling in all intercessors. And then you, if you are a man, a woman of God, and you love to pray, you are mandated to pray as a believer, amen? And we are calling in those intercessors. We're calling them in. You send us your information to the email address, the same email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall.gmail.com, and one of our founders or our prayer general will get back to you. So I am standing in the gap for our prayer general, Minister Robin. We're keeping her in prayer this morning as we move forward for the Lord. We know that all is well, and his hands are still in charge because God is a God of favor and of justice. And we're excited this morning that we have for you a wonderful woman of God who is, again, one of our co-founders who hails from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we are so excited to have this woman of God joining us on the line. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a fantastic and awesome woman of God who just gives us so much in the spirit. Amen. She teaches us and gives us the spirit of unity here on the Master's Call. And she loves all of you. And she is Artists International. She is currently the ambassador for Artists International. And we are so glad to have you on the line, woman of God. Dr. P.K. Roberts, will you take over from here? Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me well?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that introduction and for what you do here on the call, Tammy. We bless the Lord for you and all that God is doing in your life and how he is just stretching you and you are just growing in him. I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for all of our Master Call listeners. I thank you all so very much for your prayers and for how you lift each and every one of us up in your prayer time with the Lord. I thank God for my dear friend, Pastor Vanessa, and I thank God for how she encourages us to have our time with God each and every day so that God can give us what it is that he would have us to share with those who we come in contact with every day. But more than that, he speaks to us on how we should live our lives day to day. And I just thank God today for this call. As Tammy has said to you this morning, I am Artists International. I believe in God, first of all. I believe in the founding, the founders of the artist business and what we have been taught as the very foundational blocks of the business, then it's faith, family, and then lifestyle, finances. And so I just thank God today that he would give me a message that will, you know, project who I am. When I was reminded of the call, I went right to the word, and the word that God gave me comes from Isaiah 46 and 10, and we'll look also at Isaiah 31 through 5. Father, I thank you for your word today, and I thank you, God, for your listeners today. Open our ears so that we can hear, and drop the scales from our eyes so that we can see, hear and see what it is that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. And Tammy, I want you to put down God's plans for our lives as our subject for today. God has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. And the sad thing, the saddest thing that anyone could have happen to them in this life is to live all your days and not know your real purpose, not know what it is that God would have you to do, to blunder through life not knowing and not fulfilling the purpose of God. And the reason that that happened in our lives is because we never stop to really lay before the Lord and seek his face and ask him what it is that he would have us to do. I remember back in 1976, 7, 8, 9, somewhere like that, dating myself here a bit, and you know I don't mind. I thank God for every day and every year that he's given me. But I was in seminary in there in Atlanta, and I was walking down the hall, and the young man said to me, he said, you know what, I don't know why you don't go home and raise your babies and take care of your husband, because God has never called a woman to preach. And I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, you all think I'm something now, but I really was something then. I turned around and I told him, I said, listen, you need to take care of your business and I'll take care of mine. That was all that I could say. I didn't know what to say, but I have you to know, he was with some more of the preachers there who really had been ordained, justified, by man in their ordination ceremony. But I had my ordination ceremony in the back room of a bishop's office late at night with another minister and my husband, and I hadn't been justified in public. And so it just kind of hurt me to the core. And that night I went home and I was praying, and I said, Lord, why would you send me to a place if you didn't really call me to be there? Why would you do this to me? Why would you call me and send me among such mean people who would hurt me like that? And so I tossed and turned most of the night. I didn't sleep well. People can shadow and cause you to shake and quake if you don't really know that God has placed you where he has placed you and called you to do what he's called you to do. And that morning, early in the morning, that was during the time when God was truly waking me up at 2 and 3 in the morning, and me sliding out of the bed and holding on to David's feet as I'm praying and saying, Lord, why you didn't wake him up so that he could pray? I'm serious. And when I was in the school of prayer and in the school of prophecy in my prayer time and prayer room and go in there and just lay out before the Lord for hours before my children would wake up and before David would get up and go to school, you've got to have some time before God to hear from him. And so when I got up that morning, it was a sweet wake up. And when I woke up, I didn't have to get up. He just woke me up and said, turn over to Joel, the second chapter in the 28th verse, and read. I still know it. You know it. He talked about how he called the old man because he dreamed dreams, and the young man because he saw visions, and he called me. He said, I don't care what anybody say. I have called you. I called you to be the chaplain. I called you to be the chaplain. I've called you. And, I mean, you could wake me up anytime after that, and anybody could challenge my call, and I knew what my call was in life. I mean, it didn't matter what anybody said to me, whether they told me I could preach in the pulpit or whether I needed to preach on the floor. It didn't matter whether they told me I needed to preach outside the door, honey. I had a word in my mouth. That's the point that I'm trying to say to you this morning. God has a call purpose on your life, and then he has a plan for your life. See, some know the purpose, and then they don't stay before God long enough to get the plan, and then they still blunder and make a mess of things. So, you all, let me get to this word real quick. My time has almost gone by, and I haven't even read the word. Isaiah 46:8 says, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about, meaning it's going to come to pass. What I have planned, that will I do. Listen to me this morning, my dear children, you stubborn-hearted, you who are far from righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near, is not far away, and my salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendor to Israel. This is God speaking. So whatever else we do in the essential, but emphasize process of long-term planning, we must make alliance for the vital truths in this text. God is sovereign. Only he knows what lies ahead. Imprecise process of long-term planning. What am I saying by that? Well, Israel leaders had a plan. Undoubtedly, it looked good to them on paper, but they had overlooked one major component of the equation, God. America had a plan, but they had overlooked one equation, and that was God. When you overlook God as sovereign God, then you are going to be heartbroken. Because I've been traveling and because I have been we are here in this election season, and we have already elected our president, thank the Lord. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our president in the name of Jesus. We need to pray for our president in the name of the Holy Ghost. I was able to see and hear a little, sitting at the airport, the TV's on, sitting on the airplanes, the TV's on everywhere you go. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at Paul Ryan as he stands before folks and opened his mouth with a statement that was absolutely off the chain crazy. And he couldn't understand, and he still doesn't understand. He said, when you expect to lose, when you think you're going to win and then you lose, then the shock of it is just, it's so fun. It's just, oh, it just takes you down to you. That's basically what he was saying, takes you down. It knocks the air out of you because we knew that we were going to win. We knew that we were going to win by a landslide, he said. But for us to lose, are you kidding me? No, I don't know what to do with that. Basically, you all, I'm just, transcribing his message. But listen, when we make a plan, we cannot overlook one major component, number one, and that equation is God. Israel didn't ask whether their blueprint fitted into his revealed will for them. Whether the term of choice is planning, futuring, forecasting, or something else, the wise Christian, the wise leader, the wise platinum knows just how tentative the strategy really is. Whatever we do, we need to know that God is in charge and that whatever our plans are, as the old folk used to say, if it is the will of God. Now, yes, we can read the word and know that the will of God is for us to do right, plan it right. But when it all comes down to it, the dotting of the I's and the crossing of the T's, it's all left up with God. There is inevitably an element of guesswork involved, and we should recognize that because no one can see beyond the now. Write that down. No one can see beyond the now, not even a second beyond the next word that I'm dropping out of my mouth do I know whether or not I'm going to breathe another breath or just stop speaking altogether, because God has the power, the sovereign power, to close my mouth, shut down this line, to do whatever he chooses to do. It doesn't matter how well we have understood the purpose, made our plan, the next thing is God is in charge. Do you get what I'm saying? But it is very, very important, and I say woe unto the organization whose leaders don't project into the future, don't set goals, fail to anticipate opportunities and obstacles, and neglect to design today's strategy based upon tomorrow's anticipated outcomes. Woe unto you who just get up in the morning and say, okay, God, whatever you do with me today is just fine, and it's okay. I know that it's going to be your perfect will. Those holier than thou, so earthly, so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You've got to get your lazy self up, and you got to do some planning. You've got to do, got to get before God, and then you've got to get you something on paper. You've got to forecast what your day is going to look like, what it is that God would have us to do. Lord, where is the clock? Let me stop. I have talked too long. I'm just about there. I have so much more. There is one essential step that we must consider as we project. We must ask our team members and ourselves whether the values, the vision, the mission, the strategic action plan, the projected outcomes are consistent with what God has revealed in his word about ethics and justice. Oh, my God, that's a mouthful, and I need to say it again, but you're going to have to go back and hear it on the tape. Do the plans reflect a dependence upon God? We must depend on God ultimately for our outcome, whether it is successful as far as we see it or whether it has failed. It's okay to fail. That doesn't mean that we are failures. It just means that that thing which we had projected, forecast, didn't come out the way our little peanut brain thought it should come out. But God, sovereign God, who sees all from the very beginning to the end, knows exactly what it is that he wants and where he wants us to be and want that outcome to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, please, God, this morning, help each and every one of us know how important we are in the scheme of things on the one hand, but how small we are on the other hand as in the bigger picture of everything. Help us, God, as we work together, understanding that, yes, we are better together, but we absolutely must recognize that you are sovereign God and you have the last say in our lives and in the outcome of everything that is done and said on this earth and in our future and the world to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Tana. I just tell you the truth. I thank God for his word this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I praise God for his word this morning as well. It just touches my heart and just, oh, my God, he just is a God that is in control. I just believe that so much. Father, we just thank you for the word from Dr. PK Roberts this morning, and I have been assigned to bring our prayer request before the Lord this morning, and I'm so honored to do so. I'm so honored to be able to work on this call and just thank God for each and every one of you. As we look toward the Lord this morning and lift up our prayer request and our co-founder, Dr. PK Roberts. Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord God, we just come humbly before you, Lord God, recognizing that you are a sovereign God. Father, that you are in control. Lord, that you have a plan for each of our lives. Father, we make plans, but God, let us remember, as Dr. PK said, that we must put your will first, Lord God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. God, we want to thank you this morning for being our healer, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for healing our minds. God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for being our provider. We want to thank you, Lord, for providing even in the storm, God. Even as we go through each and every day, Lord, we don't know what is held before us, Lord God. We don't know what comes from the next minute, Lord God, but you know what the future is, God. Declaring the end from the beginning is your word, Lord God. So we thank you for that, Lord, that you have a plan for us. You have a future, Lord God, to prosper us and not to harm us. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace, Lord God, as we lift up to you, Lord God, the callers of the Master's call this morning. Father God, we pray for Papa Preston, Lord God. We pray the peace of God over him. We pray for a healing in his body. Lord God, you will call, Lord God, those that are old, Lord God, those that are young, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you that you even give dreams to our children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our caller, Ronnie, Father God. We speak to her mind right now. I bind the spirit of depression, Lord God. We speak success, Lord God, over her. Right now, I command the powers of darkness to be broken over her life in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up to you right now her brother, Father God, Richard Gordon. Lord God, we speak right now great abundance in his life, Lord God. We speak the presence of God right now, Lord God. I bind up the enemy right now, the spirit of addiction right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I loose the power of love over him right now. I loose the power of a sound mind over him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to failure to thrive for Ronnie's pastor's wife right now. Lord God, we speak healing right now. By the stripes of Jesus, she is already healed. Father, we thank you for those, Lord God, who are still being affected by the storm, Sandy, that came over. Father, we know, oh God, that your right hand, oh, your right hand is the hand of justice, Lord God. We know that the wicked shall be cut down. Father, we know that your eyes roll to and fro across this earth, Lord God, looking for those that are pure in heart. Father, we know that you're gathering together your children in this day. Father, your word says that you will grant salvation in Zion. So, Father, we hold on in this trying time. Lord, we put you first in our plans. Lord, we put you first, Lord God, before all others, Lord. We glorify and magnify your holy name. Father, we lift up to you right now even the prayer requests that are unspoken on this line. Father, declaring that you are our shepherd, that you are the provider, Lord God, and all good things come from above. Father, we thank you for the healings that will come. We thank you for the cars. We thank you for the apartments. Lord, we thank you for the funds for Regina's trip, Lord God, that there shall be good fruit bear out of this trip to Jerusalem, Lord God, to Israel. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for providing. God, we call out Minister Robin to you now. Father, we thank you that you provide not only the heat and the shelter and the power, oh God, but the peace of God be over all of your people, Lord God, who have been affected by this storm, and each one of us as we move forward. Now, Father, I ask you to rebuild Dr. P.K. Roberts. Strengthen her in her walk, Father God, as she travels across this world, speaking your word, Lord God, being grounded and rooted in the call upon her life. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, that you gave a word to her, God, to know that no man can take it away. What you put on her life, God, no one can take away. So, Father, we thank you for that. Lord God, give us all that same assurance. Give us the word now today, God. What is our calling, Lord God? What is the plan? Hallelujah. And we press on toward the mark of the high calling. Rebuild her, Lord God. Strengthen her, Lord God. Pour into her, Lord God. Do the exceedingly abundantly above all for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank you that you bless each and every caller under the sound of my voice on today. God, we thank you. We decree and declare success in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. And we want to also cover in prayer, Lord God, I speak right now traveling mercies for our own godmother, Dorothy Cook, traveling to Peru. And while she's in Peru, the ministers, angels of God and the guardian angels and protecting angels of God cover her. Amen. And anoint her mouth, Lord God. Anoint her hand. The work of her hand shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus, she shall prosper, Lord God. Hallelujah. And no harm shall come to thee. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So we thank you, all of you, and we're so happy that you joined us here on the Master's Call, and we want to bless you with the number for our Godmother's Cook that still goes on as she's traveling the world. We are still pressing forward. Motivational call number is 530-881-1300, and that pin is 539-598-pound. We are so excited that you can again go to our website to hear this message again, the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com, and our playback number for the Master's Call is 712-432-1085, and you will use pen number 957-677-POUND. We bless all of you and pray the word has been a blessing to you. We're going to ask our co-founder, Dr. PK, to come back and give us the benediction. Is she still available, Dr. V, or would you like to give us the benediction?
Dear God,
today?
As we come right now, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you so very much for all that you have done for us and that you are doing for us. We thank you for Tammy and for Pastor Vanessa and for each and every listener on this call, and we ask that your anointing be up on us as we hear you every single day as you give us what to do step by step. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. As we, as I'm leaving the call, I would like to ask that you, I thank you, Tammy, for that prayer for me as I'm traveling. But I ask that now that you pray for my family as I'm traveling to Savannah this morning, and my sister-in-law, Alice Roberts, and Raleigh Roberts, I ask that you all pray for them, put them on your prayer list and put us on your prayer list this week especially. And I thank you all so much for continuing to pray for me. Back to you as we go into our prayer request and our praise reports. Oh, by the way, praise report.
Go on, Dr. PK. What were you saying?
Praying for me.
Dr. PK, what were you saying? I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
I was saying that my praise report is that God really blessed me in St. Louis, and I thank you guys for that as well, for praying for me.
Amen. Well, it is so exciting to receive that awesome word this morning that encouraged us and inspired us. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for greeting God's people and getting them spiritually situated so they can receive that sanctified word from our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. And Minister Tammy, as always, thank you so much for being who you are. Just a hostess with the mostest. We're going to go right into our time of prayer requests and praise reports. And as she ended her prayer, I know that she has to get off the line, but we do cover Godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook has just got in from one country, and she's hopping on the plane tomorrow to go to Peru. We definitely want to keep her covered in her in our prayers for traveling mercies, that God use her mightily, where our artist community is just growing by leaps and bounds, that the favor and the blessings of the Lord will be on that entire trip. We definitely want to cover our co-founder, as she is just getting in from St. Louis and headed down to Savannah to be with her, to be with Alice and Raleigh, her sister and brother-in-law, and just believe God that he is touching their body. So we just praise God for these prayer requests that we will render in the end. And Minister, you could please be our scribe today and write down the prayer requests. We greatly appreciate it. We have quite a few people in queue, so we're going to start with Miss Angela. Angelia, 571251, you're up.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, Angela, and Alexandria. First, I just want to praise God for this call. My gosh, you guys, who have got me through so many times. I just thank God for everyone on this call, all the prayer warriors, and especially you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Y'all are just wonderful. And then Dorothy Cook's call. I just have one prayer request. My son is actually going into the Navy early. He initially decided on the officers program, but he may be going in the next 60 days. So just a prayer request for my son, Aaron, who's going into the Navy, and just thank God for you guys.
Amen, amen, amen. We'll definitely keep him on the list for prayer. All righty, we're going to head on out to Tampa, Florida. You have the floor. The floor is yours.
All right, Joni, are you there? Okay, well, we'll keep
hello,
on.
Hello, hello.
Hello? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. This is Joni from Tampa, but what I wanted to say was thank you so much for the morning call and how it has given me so much strength because Monday when Sister Willa prayed for me when I had the fever and the swollen lymph node, within an hour it just vanished away. The fever and the lymph node went down. So I was just praising the Lord how instantly he worked. And my prayer request is I didn't get the house I really wanted. Well, I thought I wanted. I really did thought I wanted. But what it is, my parents, my dad's 92, my mom's 80, and I live three doors down from them. But this is my sister's house. So last night the lady across the street revealed that they're selling their house. So I'm praying. You know, I know God wants me to stay close to them because, well, they helps me. I don't even help them. But the thing is, I'm believing for this house. It's in my price range, you know. I want to, I can crawl to my parents' house if they really needed me. So I'm just asking God to open that door. I'm ready to move whenever he says so. So I thank you all so much.
Amen. Well, we are definitely been in agreement with you ever since you sent us the email about the house he has, the divine house, and that is the house we are bombarding heaven for. So we'll continue to stand in the gap all the way to the Windy City. To our very own evangelist, Gwen Beatty, always so good to see you on the board. The floor is yours.
You're ready for doctor. Bless you. I love you all. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Vanessa?
I loud and clear.
Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. I don't take not one for granted. Love every last one of you all. My heart is so full of gratitude for all that happens, that's seen and unseen. You all just don't know how the prayers of the righteous continue to avail as much. And this morning, as I go for a series of tests, I'm asking for favor for everything coming back positive and that all things will be in order and that my body will be strengthened. You don't know what it means to be strengthened until you don't have no strength. They only said that you don't take that for granted. I am probably going to be there all day long today, and I'm just asking God's grace be sufficient and that we will continue to have a good outcome as we take an assessment of where we are at this time. And I thank you that the prayer I'm asking, if you would point your prayer towards no pain today, that I would not be in pain, that everything works and accomplished what has been sent to do in my body. I be strengthened with all that is being given to me, that it will accomplish what has been sent out to do. My mother came from the hospital day before yesterday. As you know, she had been in there a good little time, but God is a deliverer. So I wanted to just mention that. It's so much I've been standing with people, but right now I'm asking God to stand tall with these requests. And you all have an awesome, awesome weekend in the Lord. And blessings, upcoming Thanksgiving. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. You know it, Dr. PK. And I'll be seeing you all soon is my prayer. Amen. Love everybody.
Amen, amen, and amen. And you know we are lifting you up in prayer and we're sending the word to go ahead of you for this to be a very victorious day. And we're definitely speaking against pain. Pain is a name, and it does have to bow to the name of Jesus. We got you covered. Going all the way out to Indiana, Miss Jackie, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. Yes, we can.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to continually thank you, thank you, thank you for hosting this call and for pouring into my life. I thank you, the MasterCall family, for that. I also would like to give a praise report. I had asked you to pray for my business, to help me with my business, because here in Indiana it's been a real struggle doing this artist business. And God had opened up the door and to show you how mighty God can work. Sister Regina Williams out of Chicago, I reached out to her on Friday of last week and asked for her help, and she told me, I will be there. We set up an event on Friday for the following Tuesday, this past Tuesday and Wednesday. And I thank God that that event was a huge success. And I want to thank Sister Regina Williams for Sister Regina Williams for coming down and sharing with us, and we had an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And I am starting to expand my business by signing business partners now, so I'm thanking God for that. I am really rejoicing in the Lord. As some people say, the little cliche, I'm over the moon right now. And I thank God. So I ask for continued prayer over my business that it will continue to grow and I can continue to reach out and help people. There's so many people here that are dealing with so much. And then I also have prayer requests. My direct sponsor who sponsored me into this business, she had to take her son to emergency on yesterday, and her son was diagnosed with a collapsed lung. His name is Jalen Douglas. Jalen Douglas. So I ask you to lift him up in prayer. Also, my youngest granddaughter's father was diagnosed with colon cancer and is dealing with colon cancer. His name is Eric Dumas. I ask you to lift him up in prayer. And I have some friends here, Calvin Beeman and Damon Ellis, that have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. So please lift these people up in prayer. And I sent out an email, and my computer is kind of not working too well, and I don't know that you got the email. On last week, we had a huge explosion here in one of the communities here in Indianapolis. And in the center of that community, three houses were flattened, right in the center. Two people lost their lives, and there were several people sent to the hospital, and over 100 families have been displaced because of this explosion. So I ask you to keep these families uplifted. I praise God that this was on the south side of town, and I live on the northwest side of town, so I really was not affected by that as far as the explosion, but I was affected by the families that were impacted in this. So keep them uplifted. They're still, some of them are still without their homes and don't know when they'll be able to, some will never be able to return to their homes until it's been reconstructed. So keep these families uplifted, and thank you.
Amen. Now, you said Calvin, and what was the other name of the gentleman who had the prostate cancer?
Calvin Beeman and Damon Ellis.
Damon Ellis. All righty. Thank you so much, and we love you so much, Sister Jackie, and just so appreciate your continual support to our call and your prayers. All righty, to our newest prayer warrior, Miss Ada, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, TMC. Can you all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. I just want to thank God for you and this call. And as I have shared with you, Dr. Vanessa, personally, that I just thank you for validating me. What one thing that Dr. PK talked about that I can really relate to is that when God calls you to do something, a lot of times you lose some friends, amen. You lose people that want to put you down or say that you shouldn't be doing this or doing that. So I could really relate to what she was saying this morning. My praise report this morning is that my beloved Douglas, Grace, and I are going forth. We're getting married on December 8th at Clarendon Road Church. And this is one relationship I can tell you that has been bathed in prayer from the beginning. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for your support and your love and prayer. And I did have a couple of prayer requests from Sandy. I have met several coworkers at Amtrak, and one of the coworkers, his name is David. David lost all of his home was completely destroyed. And the reason why I want to pray for David is because he has such an encouraging spirit. And even though he has been through devastation, David knows the Lord. And so he says, I'm still here. He said, I may have lost all my material possessions, but I still have the love of God. And that just blesses me so much that someone who has endured from Sandy And I like you, Dr. Vanessa, I like acronyms. And so God dropped in my spirit a few days after Sandy that I came up with this acronym that made me, and it's the S is suddenly, and the A is aware that there is nothing, that's the end, that man can do but yield to the Holy Spirit. There comes a time in your life, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a divorce, or whatever it is, whether it's a sickness, where you can't do nothing but yield to the Holy Spirit and yield to God. And so my encouragement to all of you that are listening on this line this morning is whatever your personal Sandy may be, whatever your personal crisis may be, there comes a time in your life where you have to yield to the Lord and say, Lord, help me endure this travesty. So I love you all. I'm so blessed to be able to come aboard with you and co-labor in the work of the Lord with you. And I say, may God continue to bless each and every one of you. God bless you.
God bless you. You know, I'm going to have to borrow that one because that will preach. That went all through my spirit, woman of God. I like that. Well, we are so honored and humbled to have you as the newest member of our team, and we are still praying and believing that so many more of you, that the Spirit of the Lord is tugging on your heart, and we would be so honored to have you. We're not an elitist club. We're just people who love God and love to pray, whosoever will. It's welcome to be part of our prayer warrior team. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that that exhortation there, Miss Ada, and Administrator, just for your prayer request. We have definitely been lifting you and your love, Brother Douglas, up and looking forward to December 8th, knowing that God is going to honor and bless that relationship. And for our other brother who suffered loss, we will definitely be lifting him up in prayer. Are there any more prayer requests before we go to the Lord? And because this is what this call is about. Dr. PK and I, from the very beginning, knew that God had ordained us to lead others to be midwives in prayer, to have pillars of prayer in a place where the Word of God, the Master, His will could freely flow. So we definitely want to encourage and let you know that this is the time, this is your time, to let us know, and we consider it an honor to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and petition heaven on your behalf. All right, well, I'm going to go back out to South Carolina to our little praying machine and ask Minister Tammy, will you come forth and cover and lift up these prayer requests, please?
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. I'll be so honored. Father, as we look to you on this day, Lord God, we come before your throne of grace this morning, Father. Humble, Lord God, just receiving the word of God that has touched our hearts, Lord God, that just pierces through us, Father. Just thanking you, Lord God, for being a living God, just being a God who's still sitting on the throne, Lord God. We're just thanking you, Father God, for the grace of this new day. We're thanking you for the mercy, Lord God, which you've given us to see this day, God, to awaken, Lord God, to hear your voice, Lord God, to hear your call, to receive the plans of God. Lord, we want to thank you for this call, which enriches us, Lord God, which gives us so much, Lord God, so much meat that we can chew on, the word of God. Oh, God, it satisfies our souls. Father, we want to lift up to you now our prayer request, Lord God. We want to come before your throne of grace. We want to yield to you, God, as our sister said, because, God, these are trying times. These are times where we don't know what to do. So, God, all we can do is turn to the Master. We got to turn to our Shepherd. We got to turn to our Lord in heaven who has all of the plans, who knows the end before the beginning. So, Father, we turn to you now. We turn to you now and bring every burden and cast it upon the throne of grace right now today. God, we lift up our Dr. P.K. Roberts to you, Lord, as she travels out throughout this country, Father God, as she goes to Savannah to be beside her loved ones. Father, we ask you to strengthen her. Give her the strength, Lord God. We pray her strength in the Lord right now. Father, we continue to ask you. We bombard heaven, Lord, asking you, Lord God, to not only provide your angels, Lord God, in flight, Lord God, in the car, Lord God, however she's traveling, let your angels take charge of those vehicles and those transportations, Lord God. But let them minister to her, Lord God, and build her up, God. Continue to strengthen her resolve in the Lord. Lord God, we pray right now Father God, for everything that is needed for her in-laws, Alice and Riley. Lord God, that it be given to them, Father God, that your mercy will be upon them on today. We pray that the glory of the Lord shall shine upon them, Lord God. We pray that Dr. P.K. Roberts will be an uplifting to them. God, as they come together in this time, Lord God, they have built her up, and now, Lord, she wants to build them. Father, she can only do it with your help. So give her the anointing that is needed in this day, in this hour, at this time. God, to be, oh God, that light that shines for these people that she loves so much. Father, we thank you now for those traveling mercies which we have requested, Lord God, for Dorothy Cook as she travels from one country to another. Father, we thank you for international blessings on her life. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for success in Peru. God, we thank you that no demon in hell shall present before her, Lord God, because she's covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, we speak right now that every word that shall come forth shall be pleasing to you and that she will be a help to these people, God. We thank you that her mission, Lord God, is sealed by the blood of Jesus and it shall go forth according to your will, God. We know the plans that she has, but God, you have the ultimate call. Lord God, you have the ultimate say, and we speak now that your will shall be done for Ms. Dorothy Cook. Father, right now we are so thankful for Angelia. She called to praise God with us. Lord, we are thankful for her son, Aaron. God, she's asking us to lift him up to you right now. Father, we speak right now that Aaron is covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, his mother cries out to you in the morning for help, and God, we know that you answer. Father, we speak now over all of those, not just in the Navy, but all of those who are servicemen and women that cover this country, Father God, that go into foreign soil, hallelujah, and that serve on this ground. God, we thank you that they give their lives, their time, their energy, their effort, Lord God. Anoint their heads, Lord God. Anoint their arms. Give them strength upon strength, Lord God, unlike anything man has ever seen. Give them, Lord God, peace in their heart as they do the job that they've been called to do. Father, we thank you that they are obedient to those in authority, and God, that they serve you. Oh, the holy God, Jehovah God, we thank you that every need shall be supplied in this family, Lord God. They are faithful to serve you, Lord God. And we pray your angels of protection all around him. Father, no evil shall come near his dwelling because you are their refuge and you are their fortress. Father, we thank you now for Sister Joni. Right now, Lord God, we continue to stand believing and receiving the prayer because by your stripes, Joni is already healed. Father, we stand on that word, and we thank you for showing yourself mighty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for proving, Lord God, that prayer is your word. We thank you for the swelling that went down. We thank you for the fever that went down. Lord God, as the word went out, it did what it was sent forth to do. So we thank you, Lord, for showing yourself strong in her case. Now, God, we know that you are God of provision. So, Father, we already speak that the house comes now. Father, we speak, Lord God, that the home is already prepared. Father, we speak that she walks into this home, Lord, without any resistance, without any hindrance from the enemy. We cast down every assignment of the enemy in Joni's life right now. We cover her by the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak peace to her right now, to her soul, to her mind, and we speak complete divine deliverance, Lord, over every situation that presents itself against her and against the knowledge of God. Father, we thank you for Joni. Lord God, we lift up to you our sister Gwen Beatty. Father, we just praise God for the woman of God being able to even come on this call today, God, so that we can hear her voice herself, that she can give you praise one more time. Father, we know that the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. Father, we pray her strength in the Lord right now. God, we believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah, that every sickness and disease does not come for death, but to give you glory. God, you're getting all the glory. You are getting all the glory from Gwen Beatty's life right now. Oh, God, we ask you to strengthen her right now. Father, we believe, Lord God, in the prayer. Lord God, we speak divine healing. I speak divine healing. I decree and declare healing over her right now. Let there be no pain in her body on today, God. Let there be peace in her soul. Let there be peace, Lord God, in her relationships. Let there be peace in her family, Father God. Now, God, send the provision, Lord God. Oh, let men give into her bosom, Father God, according to your word. Father, we stand on your word right now, believing that she has already received everything, and every good thing comes from above. Father, we thank you for Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Lord God, we thank you for Jackie, who is so thankful for the TMC, for the Master's Call, God. Oh, God, we're thankful for this fruit, Lord God, that is going out. We're thankful for Jackie's life. We're thankful for her praise report, Lord God. We're thankful for the success in her business, God, because those who meditate on your word day and night shall have good success. That's the word. And we send that word forth to Jackie's business right now, knowing, God, that you will give her every person, Lord God. You will direct every person, Lord God, every relationship. We calling in right now all the divine assignments that are for her to come in for her business right now. Father, we speak right now over her son. Jalen. Father God, we speak right now, excuse me, over the son of her director, Jalen. Right now, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. A collapsed lung is her name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Over her granddaughter, over Eric, Father God, colon cancer is a name, and the name of Jesus is above all names. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, including prostate cancer. It is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We speak complete healing in Calvin. We speak complete healing in Damon. We speak complete healing in Eric. Right now, I speak right now to Jalen's son right now and speak that you inflate in the name of Jesus. It is filled, Lord God. Hallelujah. I speak that his respiratory system right now is exposed, Lord God. His breathing is easy, Lord God, and it is not suppressed in the name of Jesus. Right now, I speak cleansing in their body. Right now, I speak to every cell and to the very DNA. Right now, I speak there shall be no further replication of cancer cells. Right now, I speak that every normal cell shall come forth and rise up. His immune system does what it needs to do. Father God, we speak to every prostate cell right now. We cancel the attack of the enemy on their body. We speak strength to their bones, to their muscles right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to their mind and we send peace right now. Right now, we cancel the assignment of the enemy with depression right now. Oh, God, we cancel hopelessness right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the healing because by your stripes it is already done. They are already healed by the word of God. So we send your Jehovah Rapha healing in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, for all of those families who were displaced by the explosion, God, we lift them up to you right now. Father, we speak that you are their Jehovah Shalom. God, they need peace at this time as they go through. God, they don't know what they're going to do, Lord God. They don't know who to reach out to. But, God, we reach out to you, God. We say right now that you are their Jehovah Yuri. Father, God, that you are their shepherd. Lord God, be a shield about them during this time, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the young man David who lost his home. But Father God, he's faithful to your word. He's faithful to continue encouraging others in the Lord. So Father, we ask you to build him up, Lord God. We ask you to keep him surrounded. Loose your ministering angels all around him, Lord. Loose your guardian angels all around him. And right now we cancel every attack of backlash, revenge, and retaliation from the enemy right now. Because as we stand on faith, as we stand on your word, we know that the enemy is angry, but he has no way to win. We know that we have the victory. So I speak victory to David. Victory to all of the families who've lost any material things, God, because what they have gained is your favor. God, I speak the favor of God over their lives, or with favor with God and with favor with man. So, Father, we speak that every provision comes in now. We speak that there is heat, God. We speak that there is electricity. God, we speak that there is fresh water right now, fresh food that comes forward. Lord, we speak that others will give unto their bosom right now. God, we speak that others will plant good seeds in their lives right now. Father, we thank you that the plans that we have, oh, God, we know that those are good plans, but, God, yours are even better. Father, yield us now to your plan, Lord God. Speak to our hearts and our minds on today as we lift these prayer requests before you. Now, Father, I lift up to you our own Dr. Vanessa. Father, I speak right now to her spirit. Lord, I thank you right now that you are her strength. You are her light. God, you are her fortress. Lord God, you are her refuge. And we speak to her family right now, the spirit of unity, Lord God. We speak right now to her brother, oh, Father God, a spirit of peace in the name of Jesus. We speak love over them, Lord God, and we bless your holy and righteous name. Father, all of these prayer requests we bring before you, knowing, Lord God, that you go before us, Lord, that your son Jesus intercedes on our behalf, even in tongues that we don't understand. So, Father, we thank you that we mount up with wings, Lord God. We will not become weary in well-doing, but we will continue to press on toward the mark of the calling, the high calling of God for each and every one of our lives. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that you've heard and you've answered these prayers. Father, we believe in your word and we stand on it, that this is good ground, and we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy and magnificent name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that awesome intercession, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, and wrapping those prayers in the word and the anointing of God. And we just expect the praise reports that shall come forth. Again, we thank Minister LaShawn for her part in prayer and the greeting of God's people. And Minister Tammy, thank you for double duty today. Instead for Minister Robin as our host and also covering our prayer requests. And woman of God, so glad you were able to hang with us to the end. That was a powerful, powerful word, Dr. DK, and it is always an honor, and I'm humbled that God called us to walk alongside together. I love you so much, sister. It's truly my sister in the Lord. But to each and every one of you on this line today, for a Full of Faith Friday. We're encouraging you to go out and have that awesome weekend, remembering that we are all God's minister in the marketplace, and we are so much better together. Have a very blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call next week. Have a blessed one, and bye-bye.